Good afternoon and welcome to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I'm Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which airs weekday mornings 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and with that Radio Pub app, just download it, take the show wherever you may go. Quite a few things going on in today's news. Of course, this morning we talked about City Council, Lubbock City Council, debating whether or not to ban texting while driving. We will continue to talk about that on the Tuesday edition of the show. We will also continue to search for those who have been oppressed and disenfranchised, those of you who have had to go out and show an ID when early voting. We know it's a terrible thing to do to have to show that ID when you go and vote. It's almost as bad as when you go and buy a 12-pack of beer, or when you go and buy some cigarettes, or when you go and try to cash a check somewhere. You have to show an ID. It is just so bad now to show an ID in order to vote. That, according to the Democrats out there, early voting has started for the constitutional amendments, and those of you in District 1, you get a recall election. That's right. Those of you in District 1 here in Lubbock, you get to vote on whether or not to recall Councilman Victor Hernandez. I urge you to vote to recall Victor Hernandez. Time to get some new leadership and to actually get leadership in for District 1 and to take the district and the city in a new direction. Some of the things that we're taking a look at, of course, Obamacare and the glitches continuing with Obamacare. We'll take a look at that on tomorrow's show, but also Obama's job approval, not so good. This, according to Gallup, Barack Obama's job approval declining to 44.5%. The 19th quarter, which ran from July 20th to October 19th, now the third in a row in which Obama's job approval rating has declined. The current slump followed five consecutive quarters, the 12th through the 16th, of higher job approval. Obama's Gallup daily job approval rating tended to be higher earlier in his 19th quarter than in the latter part. In late August and early September, Obama sought congressional approval for military action in Syria, something that the public did not favor. So his job approval rating keeps on dropping. Speaking of polling data, nearly half of folks out there say that they would replace everybody in Congress. In a nationwide USA Today Princeton survey research poll, just 4% of those surveyed, equal to the margin of error, say that Congress would be changed for the worse if nearly every member was replaced next year. Nearly half said it would work better. About 4 in 10 said the wholesale overhaul would not make much of a difference. Something else that we will talk about on tomorrow's show, a new study that has come out that shows that now 15% of the United States youth are out of school and out of work. Almost 6 million young people are not in school, not working. That's 15% of those aged 16 to 24. You don't have a job, they're not in school. We'll talk about that and the impact that would have on the country. We'll talk about all of this much more coming up on the Tuesday edition of the program. Joining me on Tuesday will be Michael Quinn Sullivan of Empower Texans. We'll talk about the Texas constitutional amendments and the very controversial one over water. You won't want to miss that. Michael Quinn Sullivan will join me at about 9:05 tomorrow morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Afternoon Update. Remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. We'll see you tomorrow, Tuesday morning, for the Chad Hasty Show, 8:30 to 11 on KFYO.